Pop culture is filled with pure moments of glee, but scandals often dominate the headlines, and 2022 was no different. After 2022 Oscars ceremony presenter Chris Rock made a joke on stage about the shaved head of Jada Pinkett Smith, who has alopecia, the actress's husband, Will Smith, approached the comedian and slapped him across the face. Audiences watching in the room and at home appeared equally stunned, and headlines buzzed for nearly a month after the incident.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it, all right? Uh-oh. Will Smith just smacked me. Wow, dude. It was a G.I. Jane jump.
Keep my wife's name out your mouth.
I'm going to, okay?
Johnny Depp's defamation trial against ex-wife Amber Heard began in April in Virginia, ushering in 6 weeks of live-streamed testimony and media mayhem. Depp sued Heard for $50 million over her 2018 Washington Post op-ed detailing her experiences as a domestic violence survivor.
Your Honor, I'm going to object on hearsay. Objection, hearsay. Her communications are hearsay.
Do you find that Mr. Depp has proven all the elements of defamation? Answer, yes.
Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez rekindled their romance some 20 years after they first got engaged, and the entity known as Bennifer decided to give it another go.
And when he came back into my life, again, the same thing happened, where I felt so inspired and so overtaken with emotion that it is just pouring out of me.
Kanye West had a year-long meltdown. Ye made some seriously bad and controversial comments, resulting in him being dropped from his label and talent agency, and also losing deals with major collaborators like Gap and Adidas.
I mean, just because you're in love with the design, you're a designer, can we just kind of say, like, you like the uniforms, but that's about it.
There's a lot of things that I love about Hitler. A lot of things.
I don't think Hitler was a good guy. I get the Hugo Boss uniforms, amazing. But, I mean, just because you're in love with the design, you're a designer, can we just kind of say, like, you like the uniforms, but that's about it.
Elon Musk bought Twitter, and the chaos and uncertainty has not subsided. He's been criticized for plans to charge $20 a month for a blue check and lost a slew of advertisers in a few days following his takeover of the company. 2022 also saw the Wordle craze take over. The game, which was eventually acquired by the New York Times, was arguably the most buzzed about mobile game of the year.
The fact that the word is common and that we're all trying to solve the same word each day, I think that really made it a very social experience.
For Smile FM News, I'm Marentia van der Vent.